This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, what we witnessed last night, the fifth debate by the Democrats, all 10 of them on the stage at the same time, was an open declaration of war against everything this nation stands for. It was offering everybody all this free pirate booty. It was saying we're going to confiscate 90% of the guns in this country are semi-automatic. They want to go down to only single shot. This is everything we knew was coming all along in their internal documents. I've got all these clips coming up of Joe Biden saying 10 years ago, 5 years ago, 3 years ago, nobody wants your guns. Nobody's going after your rifle, your shotgun, your semi-auto. That's a lie of the Republicans. That's a lie of the NRA. Now, all of them pledging to take the guns, and they keep saying, get them off the streets. They mean come to your house and confiscate them. And then Beto O'Rourke, the hit-and-run criminal, the guy that wrote essays about murdering children, the guy that puts, cheeseburgers on English muffins, the guy that you couldn't, trust with anything. Well, here he is throwing down the gauntlet.
Said, quote, Americans who own AR-15s and AK-47s will have to sell them to the government, all of them. You know, the critics call this confiscation. Are you proposing taking away their guns, and how would this work?
I am. If it's a weapon that was designed to kill people on a battlefield, if the high-impact, high-velocity round, when it hits your body, shreds everything inside of your body because it was designed to do that so that you would bleed to death on a battlefield and not be able to get up and kill one of our soldiers. When we see that being used against children, and in Odessa, I met the mother of a 15-year-old girl who was shot by an AR-15, mm-hmm. And that mother watched her bleed to death over the course of an hour because so many other people were shot by that AR-15 in Odessa and Midland. There weren't enough ambulances to get to them in time. Hell yes, we're going to take your AR-15, your AK-47. We're not going to allow it to be used against our fellow Americans anymore.
Everything he said there, of course, is a twisted lie. I mean, there are more people dying every year getting stabbed to death and beaten with baseball bats. The highest crime rates are where they've taken all the guns from law-abiding. We know all this, but he appeals to emotion, and then they all agreed, and the media made Beto, holding it less than 1%, the star. And now they're promising to come after your guns. This would cause, obviously, a civil war. It's how the country was founded when the British Redcoats came to take the guns. It's simply insane. We come back, we've got a compilation of more of them saying this, and we've got Joe Biden promising just a few years ago that nobody's coming to take your guns. I know he said it 5 years ago, 10 years ago, but we got video of him just a few years ago on C-SPAN saying the same thing. They've always wanted to get the guns. We know that. We understand that it has nothing to do with the 300 people a year that die in, quote, mass shootings. Less than 200 of those are actually what you call a classical real mass shooting when the guy goes out to do it. Some people get caught in crossfire of gang-related stuff. The truth is, ladies and gentlemen, that being shot in this country by a criminal is way down the list, depending on the World Almanac every year. It's 15th, 16th, 17th, 18th way people die unnaturally in this country. The worst back in the 80s, we had a big crime wave. It was like number 10. And the statistics vary, but I've had John Lott and top professors on who are just widely renowned as some of the top statisticians there are, and they'll tell you that. But we all know that. And we all know crime is located mainly in the crime-infested areas that the left controls. And so this was just amazing. And, they want to kill babies after they're born now. They're doing it. And the left celebrates abortion. Boy, they really love life, don't they? But they want you disarmed. They want to finish their conquest of criminal fraud against us. They have the New York Times worshiping Mao Zedong and all of his mass murder. These people are authoritarians. and they're trying to bankrupt and collapse this nation. They're trying to fight the recovery that Trump's pushing. These people are the plague, they're globalists, and they hate this nation. We'll be right back. I'm Alex Jones.
With the daily wear and tear of the environment on our skin, it's only natural that it starts to crack and take damage. Wind, heat, water, and age are telltale signs that it's time to start taking care of your skin. With the InfoWars Super Silver Cream, you can keep your skin feeling silky smooth and begin to heal the damages of the world around you. Created with ingredients like coconut oil, vitamin E, and the incredible Silver Sol formula, InfoWars Silver Cream works triple duty, supporting the beautifying and protecting of the skin in a fast, non-greasy formula. Small and easily stored, it can support dry and damaged skin to reduce fine lines and wrinkles while smoothing and softening calluses. With none of the harmful ingredients found in other formulas, you can be sure this Silver Cream is hard at work promoting the healing of your skin. Don't miss out on the new Silver Sol powered can't miss formula. Get the InfoWars Super Silver Cream today.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Well, we're getting a compilation of Joe Biden 12 years ago, 10 years ago, 5 years ago, 2 years ago, saying nobody wants your guns. Nobody's putting you in a database to confiscate them. Special Forces troops aren't coming to get them. Not your rifle, not your shotgun, not any of them. But here's a clip from just a few years ago of Biden. And then we'll play you some excerpts from last night when the Democrats let it all hang out that they want to finish their conquest of the United States and fully disarm us.
No central registry for anything. No way that Uncle Sam can go find out whether you own a gun, because we're about to really take away all your rights and you're not going to be able to defend yourself. We're going to swoop down with Special Forces folks and gather up every gun in America. It's bizarre. But that's what's being sold out there. All we're suggesting is we're able to add to the existing system. No information. We're not adding any more information.
Over 90% of the American people think we have to get assault weapons off the street, period. And we have to get buybacks and get them out of their basements.
In recent days, former Vice President Biden has said about executive orders some really people are seeking the nomination. They said, I'm going to issue an executive order. Biden saying there's no constitutional authority to issue that executive order when they say I'm going to eliminate assault weapons. Does the vice president have a point there?
Well, I mean, I would just say, hey, Joe, instead of saying no, we can't, let's say yes, we can.
Let's be constitutional. We got a constitution.
And yes, we can, because I'll tell you something. Well, do you think Trump is responsible for what happened? And I said, well, look, I mean, obviously he didn't pull the trigger, but he's certainly been tweeting out the ammunition.
By the way, you can't own the following weapons, period. They cannot be sold anymore.
You said, quote, Americans who own AR-15s and AK-47s will have to sell them to the government, all of them. You know the critics call this confiscation. Are you proposing taking away their guns, and how would this work?
I am. If it's a weapon that was designed to kill people, hell yes, we're going to take your AR-15, your AK-47. We're not going to allow it to be used against our fellow Americans anymore.
Everyone up here favors an assault weapon ban. Everyone up here favors magazine limitations, which, by the way, would have made a huge difference if that was in place.
They know full well you have a couple hundred people killed a year in mass shootings. It's super rare. They hype it up. That actually causes more people to do it. They're hoping for it. These are criminals that want to disarm their slaves. They're fully aware of what they're doing. They don't talk about the 200,000 dead in Mexico the last 10 years, where they have a total ban on guns for citizens, but one of the highest crime rates in the world. Chicago, ban on guns, highest crime rate in the U.S. These dirtbags know what they're doing. They're not idiots. They're wanted front men of international criminals that want to enslave this nation. 1776 is why this country started, when the Redcoats came to take the guns. And if they try to take our firearms, 1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms. Doesn't matter how many frickin' lemmings you get out there telling us that we've got to be your slaves. We're not! Get it through your head!
New Supreme.
So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. That's from the YouTube channel, New Supreme. Those are some good guys. I want to get them on the show sometime. We'll put some good compilations out. some of the great patriots out there. Here's the deal. Back in the 60s, the United Nations, the Carnegie Endowment, the Ford Foundation, the Rockefeller Endowment, the guys that set up the UN, the guys that set up this world government system, they went on national news. They went in the New York Times. Somewhere in our warehouse storage area, I've got a whole binder that was put together by a research group out in California that had all the old New York Times and Washington Post articles saying the UN will occupy America, all guns will be taken, there will be no single family homes, everyone will live in dormitory high-rise buildings, we will blur the sexes, we will sterilize people. And so they tried to come out with this in the 60s, and people are like, this is insane. And so they pulled back, and then for the 70s and 80s and 90s, said, oh, none of this exists. Crazy people are saying it. But it was always their plan. So people keep asking, Alex, how is it all coming true? How does you know this? It's like going to a play on Broadway, and you get a program, and it shows you the third act, the second act, the first act, and you start at the first act, and it tells you whether you're watching Romeo and Juliet or whether you're watching Cats or Best Little Whorehouse in Texas. I mean, whatever it is, you know how the play goes. It's a program. General Parton would always explain that to me. He goes, Jones, you can get caught in the minutia all day. It's a program. It's ultra-rich using a communist model to get rid of free market capitalism and create a consolidation. You've got to understand the communist program. And they're following a program, culture war, race war, all of this. And the big rich billionaires set offshore tax exempt, orchestrating all of this, making fun of us. And Trump comes along and tries to stop it, and all hell breaks loose. The Democrats say they want to arrest conservatives. They say they want to put us in forced labor camps. They say they want to kill us. They say they want to flatten us and demolish us and destroy us. And they do it over and over and over again. And sure, it sounds extreme to say all this. It sounded pretty extreme in 1939 when Hitler invaded Poland, too. But when you get hit by something, you know, it's pretty extreme to come home and there's a home invader in your house. That happened once when we came home from church when I was a kid. The guy ran out the back door, scared the hell out of my mom. My dad was taking groceries in. He came in. I mean, you know, it's like having a car wreck. You can't believe you had it. You look over, your arm's chopped off and blood squirting. You got to put a tourniquet on it. I mean, this is the real world, folks. We got a case, a hardcore, globalist, communist-funded, Marxist-Leninist, Saul Alinsky cancer. And if we don't cut the stuff out, it's going to go all the way because it's what it does. So a normal person sits back and watches all this and can't believe it. And that's because it doesn't make sense, because you're not a psychotic control freak lusting after total power and control. I mean, the biggest thing of the night didn't get any attention. Kamala Harris said, as a president, you just signed an executive order to confiscate all the guns. And he says, well, you can't do that. It's got to be a law. People, even Congress, can't violate the Second Amendment. So the Supreme Court comes in. But it certainly doesn't come from the executive. She calls for a dictatorship to Joe Biden. He says, we can't do that in the Constitution. She says, oh, just say yes, we can. It's so creepy. It's so Skeksy-like. It's so over the top. Here is that clip.
In recent days, former Vice President Biden has said about executive orders, some really talented people are seeking the nomination. They said, I'm going to issue an executive order. Biden saying there's no constitutional authority to issue that executive order when they say I'm going to eliminate assault weapons, saying you can't do it by executive order any more than Trump can do things when he says he can do it by executive order. Does the Vice President have a point there?
Some things you can. Many things you can't.
Let's let the senator answer.
I mean, I would just say, hey, Joe, instead of saying no, we can't, let's say yes, we can.
Let's be constitutional. You got a constitution.
And yes, we can, because I'll tell you something. The way that I think about this is I've seen more autopsy photographs than I care to tell you. I have attended more police officer funerals than I care to tell you. I have hugged more mothers of homicide victims than I care to tell you. And the idea that we would wait for this Congress, which has just done nothing to act, is just, it is overlooking the fact that every day in America, our babies are going to school to have drills, elementary, middle, and high school students.
Yeah, because you guys had your one mass shooting, you hyped it up, and now you get copycats to do it. This is how you terrorize us, you damn terrorist.
Shooter roaming the hallways of their school. I was talking about this at one of my town halls. And,
by the way, she was definitely on downers or alcohol. Everybody's saying she was drunk.
Came up to me. It was like he was
she's choking.
My jacket, and he said, I had to have one of those drills. It is traumatizing our children. El Paso and Beto, God love you for standing
oh,
so
Beto, oh, Beto, oh, God love
you. Know,
you.
Ask
we'll
me,
disarm these slaves. More on her on the other side getting into all this.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
There are going to be more stabbings. There are going to be more people running over others with cars. There's going to be more people that poison their husbands and wives. There's going to be more child molesters. There's going to be more babies by the millions aborted and hundreds of thousands kept alive and their organs sold. China is going to continue to have 2 million plus people in Mongolia in forced labor camps. Communism killed over 100 million people last century. The number's close to 200 million. All that's going on, but Beto O'Rourke and all them know that their constituents are very stupid and very childlike and very ignorant, so they can seize on individual events and say, look at this terrible thing that happened when another Antifa individual, the man in Ohio, the man in Texas, both were leftists, they were both Antifa, but they covered up the El Paso shooter's pages that said that and put up fake info the day of the shooting after it happened. What a scandal! But see, InfoWars has been isolated to AM and FM radio, some TV stations, and a big presence at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com, but not to a wider audience. To the choir, to you that's awake and informed, yes, you understand what's happening. You saw that 7-minute compilation of Democrats saying, we love killing babies. They are babies, those little bastards. We love the power of killing little boys and little girls. We like keeping them alive. We like bullying them. It makes us feel good and selfish. We love Satan. And then we showed you mainline news where they're actually doing it. They're not just trying to shock us. Every culture, when it starts to collapse, brings back child sacrifice. Every culture! Because there's a spirit in the world that has a hunger for it. Christ said, better you to kill yourself by tying a boulder around your neck and throwing yourself in the ocean than to hurt children. And he said, those that do are reserved the greatest spiritual punishment. You're like, well, why would you need to have that? Christ admonishing, I don't want to hurt kids. Well, there are people that do. And the demons haven't been very kind to him. Look at O'Rourke, a tortured, psychotic demon. Look at Sanders. Look at all of them. Spiritually hunchbacked, twisted. Absolutely out of control. So think about Kamala Harris. And I just played that clip. Oh, there's the Constitution. We can't just have the president be a dictator. She says, yes, we can't do it for the little girl. They're taking our voice. They're attacking our families. They want our right to defend ourselves. Of course, gun sales are up 15%. Because this country has been flooded with tens of millions of illegal aliens, many of them criminals. We've been flooded with enough fentanyl in just one shipment to kill 10 million people. Plus, there are drug addicts everywhere. Homelessness is exploding, and almost all these homeless are on opiates. And again, we're trying to do something. You're trying to do something. Trump's trying to do something. But we're a cursed nation. Because we kill our unborn, and now, of course, we kill them after they're born. And, of course, we euthanize old people now who aren't even brain dead and who are begging for their lives. Because we've become demonic. Not all of us, but a good portion of us. Look at these headlines. Civic survey, national survey. Studyfinds.org. 1 in 5 Americans can't name a single branch of U.S. government. 1 in 5. Who do you think those are? Those are the chief Democrat voters. They don't know how anything works. You can't tell them, hey, Mexico has a homicide rate 9 times the U.S. The last numbers are from 2018. 200 plus thousand that we know of dead, millions missing. Total gun ban for the citizens. And I'm going to tell you when we come back from break how to stop this and how to defeat it. versus what's going to happen if they go down the path they're on that will lead to civil war, which is part of their plan as well. Then they'll call you domestic terrorist. And they'll stage events to blame on gun owner groups. Oh, they've got a plan, but we know the plan. We know how to stop it. This is really happening. And people get that now. They know, wait, Jones wasn't, this wasn't hyperbole over the years. He wasn't trying to shock. No. I'm not trying to shock anybody. The reality is what I want you to face. We can beat this. But here is, again, more of that exchange where Kamala is worshiping Beto, who looks like out of a horror movie, you know, the evil psychos that run the mortuary and are torturing people. I mean, he looks like, well, I mean, he could star in a horror movie as a serial killer. He just radiates evil, and his actions are incredible. Totally fake. Does all this weird human stuff like changing tires, getting haircuts, cooking hamburgers wrong. I mean, there's something wrong with him. Is he a robot, an alien? No, he's a sociopath. He's a robot that just wants power. It's genetic. There's chromosomal issues, there's disorders that create genetic psychopaths. You look at Zuckerberg, he has the characteristics. Nothing against tall, skinny people. A lot of them are great people. But there's a certain types of genetic disorders, two of them, that, and I can pull it up and show you, where they're very tall, very skinny, and have that look. They could be black, they could be white. It's disproportionately associated with being a psychopath, like the character in American Psycho or Christian Bale. That's why you think of that as the psycho. That look in the eyes, the buck teeth, all of that is a genetic psychopath. And it deals with double chromosomes. Look it up. Look up genetic psychopaths and double chromosomes. Guaranteed he's got a double chromosome. He's a genetic psychopath, which the base floor is sociopathic behavior. And they always try to show you, like you're trying to lure a puppy in or, you know, bait deer in by hitting antlers together. They're hunting you. So they always go, look, I'm nonviolent. I'm helpful. I love you. I care about you. I want to work with you. Look, I'm normal. Look, I'm having a beer. Oh, I'm like you. You're like, that's totally fake, because they have no empathy. But they put on the act of empathy. And it's very canned. It's very artificial. Because these people are obsessed. Yeah, there it is, the psycho gene. And there's more than just that. There's several disorders that cause it. And it's, and again, very tall, skinny, that whole look. And again, that's not saying people that normally are tall and skinny are like that. It's very rare. But it's most of your real psychopaths are genetic psychopaths. That's why they're tall, skinny, have the high cheekbones, the buck teeth. It's a disorder. Like Down syndrome, they have an extra chromosome. Well, these guys have double chromosomes. And it causes the lengthening. But let's go to that clip I was talking about. Here it is.
And by the way, the way Beto handled what happened in his hometown is meaningful. To look in the eyes of those people, to see those kids, to understand those parents, you understand the heartache.
I'm incredibly saddened, and it is very hard to think about this.
Essays talking about murdering children.
And Beto, God love you for standing so courageously in the midst of that tragedy.
I'm incredibly saddened, and it is very hard to think about this.
There's a reason you're scared of men that look like that. You know.
But I'll tell you
about this.
They don't want anybody to see this. They don't want you to raise the alarm. They don't want you to stop them. But we're here together. Share the link. Band.video, the live feed. Band.video at Infowars.com/show. Do it right now. Call your friends. Call your family. Call your neighbors. Get aggressive. We can overpower them. We can overpower their censorship.
Band.video is the answer to censorship. Band.video is the answer for libertarians, conservatives, nationalists, pro-gun, pro-life, pro-human individuals to have their own platform where videos banned by YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter are still available. We've launched it, ladies and gentlemen. It's now live. Band.video. Band.video isn't just going to be a home for Alex Jones or David Knight or Owen Schroeder.
Troyer or Paul Watson banned videos. We are building it to be a place where banned memes are able to be posted and where a growing list of freedom-loving contributors are able to have a home free from being shut down, free from being censored, free from being silenced by big tech, the Chi-Coms, the Hollywood scum, and the globalists. Freedom of speech has a home. It's called banned.video. America and the world is fighting back against tyranny at banned.video.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Yes, we're going to take your AR-15, your AK-47. We're not going to allow it to be used against our fellow Americans anymore.
You know, Australia is a good example. Canada is a good example. The UK is a good example. Why? Because each of them had mass killings.
Somebody somewhere will comment and say, Obama politicized this issue. Well, this is something we should politicize.
I'm not going to carry a gun. I don't want to be involved in a gunfight.
If I could have gotten 51 votes in the Senate of the United States for an outright ban, picking up every one of them, Mr. and Mrs. America, turn them all in.
Go ahead. Make my day.
So the notion that gun laws don't work is not borne out by the evidence.
He says that the Chicago police had a plan over this bloody 4th of July weekend. Nonetheless, as you indicated, Corey, there was a count of casualties that could have been from Afghanistan or Iraq.
We'll make it harder for law-abiding citizens, and criminals will still get their guns.
In many cases, the offenders, felons, some out on parole, some out on bond.
We have to respect the tradition in this country of people who want to defend themselves and their family from violence. There are people at high levels in this government who have bodyguards 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. The average American does not have that.
Mayor Bloomberg, why can you defend yourself but not the majority of Americans? I mean, look at the team of security you got.
Every day, every school, at every level. One thing that I think is clear with young people and with adults as well is that we just have to be repetitive about this, and we need to do this every day of the week and just really brainwash people into thinking about guns in a vastly different way.
Was this the weapon of choice for a new kind of terrorist? When a 5-year-old girl said she and a classmate should shoot each other with bubbles, the school called it a terrorist threat.
AK-47s belong in the hands of soldiers, not in the hands of criminals.
You know, the right to bear arms is because that's the last form of defense against tyranny.
Lay down your arms, you damn rebels!
But we don't need the ability to arm ourselves against the army or the police.
What kind of a situation in the U.S. would you see that happening?
I mean, we've got a lot of constitutionalists and a lot of people that stockpile weapons.
Discover the clergy would help the government with potentially their biggest problem.
To say we're not turning our guns in, and we're not running, and we're not knocking down. If you want to come and take them.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're back live broadcasting worldwide. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Paul Joseph Watson joins us. When I start the next hour, I'm going to get into how to stop this move to disarm the American people and complete our journey into slavery. And I'm going to get into the globalist larger plan to carry that out and what will happen if they're partially successful triggering a civil war. But there's a way to stop all this right now. And that's to go on a counteroffensive and to expose the medications that admit they cause mass murder and the media with the studies that admit they are spurring people who are mentally ill to commit these acts that are still very rare but are up. Overall crime hit its height in 1991. It went down 61% violent crime with guns overall. That's FBI numbers. And then now crime's gone back up about 10% of that has gone away. So we're only at about 50% reduction, according to Professor Lott, of what we were previous to 1991. But in the 80s, that was the big crime wave. Everybody knows that. And people went out and got guns to protect themselves. So the left really wants to sew this up. They want political power over everyone. It's a very critical time. But I wanted to get Paul Joseph Watson on about a particular article he wrote for Summit.News and Infowars.com. We have a video clip we're going to get to as well next segment. And that is millennials being taught to have nothing and be poor and live in coffin-sized apartments. And this has gone from being promoted just a few years ago by Bloomberg and others to now being main line, but per square foot, it's a total ripoff. They charge you 10, 15 times what you would have gotten previously. So they're teaching you to have less. They're teaching you have no free speech. You have no privacy. You're always being surveilled. So let's go ahead and go to Paul Joseph Watson from London, England, to give us his breakdown on this. Paul, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Alex. Yeah, this was a feature put out by CNN. Very glowing review of this PodShare company. Basically, if people watch the clip, and I've just put up a video about it on YouTube, it's on Infowars.com. There's a quote from Hilaire Belloc, who is a writer and historian. He said, quote, "If we do not restore the institution of property, we cannot escape restoring the institution of slavery. There is no third choice." Ownership and property, Alex, is freedom. But the fact is that millennials in the West cannot afford to buy homes anymore because their paychecks have remained stagnant. Meanwhile, with quantitative easing, vast money printing, inflation's gone through the roof. To the point now in the UK where people are renting out literal cupboards under the stairs with a single bed in it for the equivalent of $750 a month. Okay, when I first bought a house back in 2003 when I was about 21, I was paying $200 a month mortgage. Now you can't even rent a cupboard under the stairs for less than $750. And it's because, Alex, that obviously wages have remained stagnant. In the U.S., home ownership is at its lowest in half a century, and it's mainly being driven by these broke millennials who are shelling out $1,200 a month in this case to live in the middle of San Francisco, this S-hole city with needles all over the floor, junkies everywhere, huge homelessness problem, you know, poop on the streets every 10 paces, and they've got no privacy. They're living in literal prison-style bunk beds. As you said, this is designed to atomize people, to prevent them from having families. How on earth are you going to form any romantic relationship with anyone if you're literally cheek by jowl with five other people in prison-style bunk beds?
And this is admitted that this is being put in as a post-human world. This was written all about in the 60s. It was in the official plans. It's what China did in the Great Leap Forward Cultural Revolution that killed 115 million people, is they took the 90% rural population and forced them into this. So that's why David Rockefeller in 73 wrote an op-ed when Mao Zedong died, praising it as the model for the world.
Yeah, it was actually part of the agenda of why they built all these giant tower blocks, specifically in Western Europe. Of course, they're everywhere in London. They've started to demolish some of them. But it was, from the start, designed by Corbusier, the French architect, to be this totalitarian idea of having all the worker bees stacked on top of each other, close together, in the city, get them out of the rural areas, get them into the city where they can be easily controlled. This is the UN Sustainable Agenda 21 mission to do that. And it's coincided with a situation in cities like San Francisco where the middle class are fleeing because they can no longer afford a decent standard of living, but the illegals are still flooding in because, just like in London, the illegals and even some of the legal immigrants will live 10 to a tiny apartment in London because their benchmark for standard of living is so low. So they'll earn enough money between them to live 10 to a tiny apartment and actually have disposable income to send back home to Romania or wherever they come from. Of course, the middle class are not happy with having that standard of living, so they're having to flee. They're having to go to other areas. And, of course, out of California, a lot of them are going to Austin and are turning Texas blue, basically. So it has a political knock-on effect as well.
Paul, this is a concerted global model, and it's being done to make us a post-industrial world, to make life miserable. You've done your modern art pieces where you show mainline articles where the CIA, run by leftist foundations in the 50s and 60s, said, we want ugly art, we want ugly homes, we want ugly government buildings, we want to oppress you, we want you to give up. And then now they're saying, we want to kill babies after they're born, and they are babies, we love killing them. I mean, this is a real, true, venomous, evil attack by Hollywood and all of it. I want to talk about this more and where you think it's all going on the other side and why you think they're coming out in the open now from what was behind the scenes to externalizing the method. But Paul Joseph Watson has an excellent site. You should check it out, summit.news. Of course, he still works, does a great job with Infowars.com and Newswars.com. But summit.news has not been as blacklisted as Infowars, so share those links.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product
Within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Is 1776. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Paul Joseph Watson, riding shotgun with us, great writer, researcher, at Prison Planet, still on Twitter, and of course doing a great job at Infowars.com, Newswars.com. We're going to go back to Paul to finish up with the plan to vertically integrate the economy with big tech to make any other type of economy impossible, so that once you are reliant on the system, and once humans have been made redundant, they can then dictate the terms of our surrender for sterilization and then euthanization. And that is the globalist mop-up plan, the post-industrial world. It is extremely serious. But they know that the West and the Renaissance and the Christian ethos could pump up the world and build a bridge and stabilize the third world. So the West is in the process of being destroyed. Just like they're trying to destroy our free speech, our families. They're trying to destroy InfoWars right now. We're running some of the biggest specials in a long time on a large list of specific products that are already best sellers, ladies and gentlemen. And we're very, very proud of all of these best sellers that we have. Those are, of course, you can get the Brain Force Plus Great Nootropic that people absolutely love. Good, clean, focused energy with a free bottle of Chill Force. It helps people kind of have that Zen focus if you take it with the Turbo Force or when you've been on a lot of Turbo Force or Brain Force Plus and are coming down from that. Turbo Force is 10-hour clean energy with a bunch of minerals and vitamins and cofactors and is the best from our research. Pre-workout, post-workout, long-haul truck driving, military, law enforcement, college professors, teachers. I mean, if you want long, sustained 10-hour energy that's clean, Turbo Force is amazing. Then, of course, you've got Brain Force Plus that's got all the other natural nootropics that help boost the brain's focus and clarity. And then Chill Force has got a whole bunch of known herbs that are concentrated that, again, give you smooth energy and zen it all out. It's amazing. Those are 50% off together right now when you get them. And you can also get Chill Force by itself, our great new product. It's already very popular. I'm glad we're getting some great first reviews. We've only been selling it 2 weeks. Are coming into the site, 5-star reviews. People just love it. It's 40% off by itself. You can also get a bottle of Super Male Vitality that's cold-pressed, known key herbs for libido, stamina, energy, so much more, with a free bottle of Ultimate Female Force, which costs a lot of money to make this. This has got all the compounds, all the natural herbs for, again, stamina, libido, energy for women. So men, get the Super Male Vitality for yourself. Get this for your girlfriend or your wife. And look, ladies and gentlemen, how much is in this bottle? I mean, we don't put crap in these, and we don't just fill them up, you know, 20% of the way. It's filled to the brim, ladies and gentlemen. So believe me, get this for your wife, get this for your girlfriend. You'll thank yourself. You'll thank her. So that's 50% off Super Male Vitality with a free bottle of this. We've never had a deal that good, but I think you're going to get hooked on Ultimate Female Force. Your wife or your girlfriend will once you get it for them. So it makes a great gift as well, and it makes the InfoWar possible. So thank you all. Going back to Paul Joseph Watson now, finishing up on this post-human world they admit they're building. They really come out in the open about it. Talk about some more facets of it, and then you were wanted to bring up this so-called AI brain. If you think you're already depressed and distracted with your smartphone and your so-called smart TV that's watching you, well, wait till you have this digital brain plugged in. Tell us about it.
Yeah, I mean, it all ties into this idea that the elite wants the underclass that doesn't get the cybernetic upgrade, which they do, which literally turns them into a subspecies if they don't get it. But I'll get onto that in a second. Finishing up on the pod people, basically no one owns anything. Ownership is freedom, but these millennials can't afford to own their own homes anymore. You know, they come out of college, $30,000 in student debt. Countries in $22 trillion in debt. Everyone's in debt. Nobody can afford anything. And the other factor, Alex, is homelessness, because they've got this pod share in Los Angeles. There's been a 75% increase in homelessness in Los Angeles since 2012. There's trash everywhere. They're talking about the return of bubonic plague. 60,000 homeless people on the streets of Los Angeles. 75% of them don't have access to shelters. And yet, what are they doing with this inner-city property? They're giving it over to these pod share people who are paying $1,200 a month for a pod. So it's exacerbating the homeless problem as well as ripping off these young people who can't afford to get anything better. But again, it goes back to what we've talked about before, which is the elite wanting to maintain their own hedonistic lifestyle of decadence by maintaining that steady import of mass immigration, which also drives up house prices. You've got onerous property regulations, building regulations in California. That drives up house prices. But the other factor that came out last week, which relates to this, is so-called servant class jobs, jobs which cater to the needs of the elite, mass use, pedicure, stuff like that, massively outstrip normal job growth. So between 2008 and 2018, there was a 7% growth in general jobs, but a 114% increase in servant class jobs. So the illegals, the immigrants, are all coming into these megacities. The Silicon Valley elite are using them for their, you know, pedicures and manicures. Meanwhile, they're all living 10 to an apartment. The middle class can't afford to move there, so they all move out. So you have this dystopian two-caste system where you've got this underclass who are just wage slaves for the elite, and then the elite themselves with barely any middle class left. And that obviously, Alex, fundamentally destabilizes society if you have no middle class.
globalism, the deals with China. We were going to be a service economy, good and clean for the earth. And now we're not even going to have fossil fuels, Joe Biden, the Democrats say. But China and India and Mexico and 160-plus other countries, they can all have no environmental standards. But first they show little pods out in the countryside and, you know, mini living and you know, getting away from the big house. Well, that's totally true. That's healthy to be out in the woods. But then they cut in the piece to these new high-rises owned by Bloomberg and others where they, again, charge you 10 times per square foot what you would. It's literally a prison communal bunk bed, one toilet, and you pay what you would have just a few years ago for a decent apartment, all as a mind scam telling the trendy leftists this is cool to be slaves. So they've been maneuvered, scammed by the colleges of worthless degrees, 90% of them, now maneuvered into this. And again, it's not just our opinion. It's all a master plan. I made Endgame 12 years ago. And I say you'll be in giant high rises and tiny coffin apartments that are 250 square feet. Well, now they're not even giving you that. You don't even have that. You just have a bunk bed. Ladies and gentlemen, this has all been planned. And again, they're teaching you to have absolutely no freedom, no privacy beyond 1984. This is worse than how Winston Smith was living in George Orwell's vision of a Stalinist hell.
At least Winston Smith had his own room, right? I don't even get that. There's a Black Mirror episode. This is like a sci-fi dystopian Netflix series, probably heard of it, where, again, all these people live in these pods. They're all atomized. None of them have families. None of them have pets. They all go out and ride exercise bikes to power their own little society. It's like an ant colony, and that's exactly what they're creating. There was a debate in the Twitter thread about, oh, this is socialism, and other people saying, no, it's capitalism. Basically, the worst aspects of both, Alex, it's hyper-capitalism. It's basically socialism for the rich. This is all anyone else can afford unless you're in the elite. Because, as I said before, especially after the financial crash, they just kept on printing money. House prices rapidly inflated, but wages didn't. I mean, if you
let's go further, they also say they want to teach you. If you go to Whole Foods, it's all full of how to live poor, how sexy, how beautiful it is. They're teaching you to pay more for less in a post-industrial world because they don't want us uppity. They want us to be used to being poor as a way to control us, while the very people lecturing us fly around in jumbo jets and have yachts the size of aircraft carriers.
Exactly. They just want the millennials, the hipsters, to just be able to scrape by. And again, they had no savings. So no incentives to start families, so we need to import more immigrants.
And their only way they ever think they get ahead is if Bernie Sanders or Kamala Harris or Andrew Yang give them something free, which, of course, they'll never get.
Yeah, and then you have the culture telling them that having babies is bad and evil, but not for people in Africa. They can still have 9 kids. That's fine. People have no savings, no ownership. Look at the stats out of the U.K., in 1995, home ownership for young adults on middle income was 65% in 1995. Now it's 27%. See how far that's fallen for young adults on middle incomes. Again, mean house prices were 152% higher in 2016 than 1995 after adjusting for inflation. They've inflated the bubble. Nobody has any money. Nobody has any savings. Nobody has any family. Everyone's atomized in these pods living worthless, unhappy lives. That's what they want.
Wow. Paul Watson, telling it like it is. I want to explain something. It's worse than we're telling you, okay? It would take 10 hours to tell you all this. This is all we do is study this, okay? These people are building a hell for all of us, and I am not submitting to it! Never! Never!
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have 2 convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products started under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.